Hague. 3 years ago, a vast movement, which came to be known as the Arab Spring, spread across the Middle East. In Tunisia, Egypt, Yemen, people protested, and they changed governments. But 3 years on, many people are disappointed. Christians, particularly in Egypt, say that as well as the violence against individuals, schools, workplaces and shrines have been destroyed. The challenges were highlighted on Tuesday by the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, and by Prince Ghazi of Jordan, when they visited members of two Middle Eastern churches here in Britain. Later, Prince Charles said Christians were being deliberately targeted by Islamists. John McManus reports.
Egypt's Copts and the Syriac Orthodox Church are just two religious minorities which are feeling the heat of the Middle East's uprisings. In Egypt, some Islamists have targeted Copts after accusing them of supporting the overthrow of the Muslim Brotherhood president, Mohamed Morsi. And Syrian Christians have also complained of intimidation, saying some rebels fighting Bashar al-Assad think Christians are allies of his government. Prince Charles and Prince Ghazi's visits to both churches in Britain were intended to highlight those experiences. Both men are interested in greater dialogue between religions, and Prince Charles, after hearing tales of murder and suffering, spoke of his admiration for what he called the forbearance of the persecuted. In practical terms, Jordan is already hosting hundreds of thousands of refugees from the Syrian conflict, while British Christians have urged the London government to take action on behalf of their co-religionists. Beyond offering sympathy, though, there's a limit to how much royal influence can be brought to bear. And in such a highly charged political atmosphere, royals must tread especially carefully.
That was John McMahon.